Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode is sponsored by Tumbleweed Textiles. Tumbleweed Textiles t-shirts, hats, tanks, sweatshirts, collared shirts, plus houseware items, and so much more are authentically Texan. Their unique designs are hand-drawn and inspired by Texas music, history, food, and fun. Find the latest from Tumbleweed Textiles online at shoptwt.com, or better yet, visit the Tumbleweed Textiles flagship store in the heart of the Rail District on Main Street in Frisco, Texas. And now, back to the show. Welcome to Hustle and Pro. I'm your host, Kelly Walker, and welcome to our guest today. It's Ryan Holloway, President and CEO of Peak Sports Management. Welcome. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, it's awesome to be here. Appreciate you you having me on.
I appreciate you being on, Zooming with us today. So here's the thing. I've known about you and heard about you and actually met you probably 5 or 6 years ago. And from day one, all I've heard are really good things from everyone in the community, especially in the baseball circles. I know you're a baseball guy, and I don't know a ton about you. And we're going to get into all things like Frisco Classic and talk a little bit about that. But first, I kind of want you to just tell me your own personal, like, what's your sports background personally?
Absolutely. So we do need to hang out more often, but that is a testament that they say you should hire people better than you. And so I've got a really good crew that has spent a lot more time with you because they're the folks that are actually getting stuff done. So I graduated college from Texas State. It was Southwest Texas at the time, back in 2002, and was always very passionate about sports. And, in college, I didn't play other than, I was a dodgeball and flag football star, I guess you could call it that, just in intramurals. But I finished up with a finance degree and chased, you know, the dream of being this financial advisor, making a ton of money and doing all of that. But the old adage is, you know, you need to chase your passion, and money will certainly follow.
Sure.
And the problem was I was chasing money and there was no passion there. And so, you fast forward a few years and the financial thing wasn't, like, I just wasn't passionate about it. And then for some reason I went to go work for a distributor for ExxonMobil selling oil lubricants. What was I doing there?
That didn't make you happy?
It did not make me happy. And I was laid off from that, supply chain issues with Hurricane Katrina. And that was the moment where I knew exactly what I needed to do, and that was to get into college athletics. And so I went back and started my master's at Texas State and just worked my tail off, showed up and really went from there. So that was really 2005, 2006, and worked there for a couple of years with the desire of, I eventually wanted to become a director of athletics for a Division I institution. But what I realized was that just takes a ton. And so while doing that, I found this niche where I really enjoyed sponsorship sales. And so you fast forward all the way to 2012, and my wife, Karen, and I decided to start our own business, Peak Sports Management. And we've been very fortunate. We started with our first school, Central Arkansas, managing their sponsorship sales. Basically, what we do there is we offer these institutions a cash guarantee, and then we need to sell more than the guarantee so we can make money. So right now we're up to 24 schools we work with. Been doing this for 9 years, and then really it started off as kind of a pet project, pet passion thing. Is like, man, there's a void of college baseball in the Metroplex. You know, you got a couple of schools that are around the area, but there's just this void and it's a hotbed. And so that's when we came up with the idea of starting the Frisco Classic, hosting it at the beautiful ballpark here in Frisco. And
yes.
And it's been a lot of fun. And geez, we're starting our sixth Frisco Classic this year, or having it. And it's been really, really exciting to see that thing grow.
Yeah, I love it. It's a fun event. Like you said, it does fill that void. I mean, we have colleges around, but it isn't, you're not getting this baseball feel out of it all the time. You know, and up here in Frisco, we have a lot of pro sports in different levels. And so we get a lot of baseball, but we don't get the college level. So having that tournament has been really fun. My family's since day one, we've been there. Even in the rainy years when it's, you know, cold and rainy, it's still fun to sit there and watch baseball. So I want to get into some of the teams and different things too, but I also want to know more. You mentioned your wife, a little bit about some of the why behind you guys' partnership. So I know that you've partnered with the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation through the Round Rock Classic and Frisco Classic to raise money and build awareness. So what is that partnership about, and what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so my wife's niece, which is my niece, Avery has cystic fibrosis, and you know, it's an ailment that it really kind of attacks the lungs. And the crazy thing about it is, if you looked at Avery's, 13, 14 years old. You look at her, she's completely healthy. She plays volleyball. You look at her like she's got an incredible life ahead of her. But right now, the life expectancy of somebody with CF, it's been moving up, but we're getting really close to 40, right? So, I'm 41. And this means that I wouldn't, you know, and so it's they call it the silent killer. People don't really see it coming on, but they found it early on. And so she does treatments all the time. But it's one of those things where, and there's a lot of really good cause out there, but we knew we had a really good platform to tell the story of what cystic fibrosis is, what's going on with it. And then we obviously raise money. That's a part of it. That's something that's really, really important to us.
Yeah, you guys have raised a lot of money over the years. So I love that part of it, is that it isn't just, you know, you're not just buying a ticket and showing up just to watch. There's that element of it, and then the personal connection with you guys. So
absolutely,
I love that part. I think that's really special. All right. So I'm going to read through a list of some of the past teams that have been at Frisco Classic. So people listening, whether you're in Frisco or not, there's probably a team on here that you either are connected to in some way. So these are some of the teams, just to give you an idea of what's been brought into Frisco for college baseball. So some of the past teams: Arizona, Arkansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Baylor, La Tech, Texas Tech, Mississippi State, Sam Houston State, UCLA, Illinois, Dallas Baptist, and Missouri. And then this year it is, do you want to say the four this year?
Sure. Okay, Wichita, go ahead. Yeah. Wichita State, Iowa, Washington State, and Texas A&M.
Yes. So I love that there's usually a Texas school mixed in there, right? Is that Absolutely. Done on purpose? How do you guys even go about planning out who these four teams are?
Absolutely. So what's wild is we're working on schedules for 25, 26, 27.
Wow. Okay.
So we're a ways out. The scheduling, it's pretty complex. So we've got to have a team from four different conferences, right? And we try to find the blend of really good teams. So there's a metric in college baseball called RPI. It's a computer ranking. So teams want to play against, they want to play against teams with high RPI, right? But we also need to sell tickets, right? We're trying to raise some money for CF. We're also trying to cover our expenses. And so we need to find a blend of schools that are going to help us sell tickets, and then really good baseball programs. So we couple all that with, we look at alumni bases that are here in the DFW area, and we try to look at those to fill that need for them. And I will tell you this, like, using Iowa as an example, there's not a ton of Iowa baseball fans, especially Iowa baseball fans that are here, but there are a ton of, and I don't blame them, watching baseball in Iowa in February, March, April, it's brutal, right? But those folks are huge football fans, huge basketball fans. But yeah, if they can see their black and yellow here in person, they're going to come out and support their Hawkeyes. And so
It's really funny that you pulled out that one school of all schools to bring up. My entire in-law family they're from Iowa, and that's exactly how they are. I mean, we don't go back and forth much. They do a little bit, but if there's a game here where they can see the Hawkeyes play, we'll be there. Even when we do, you know, the Texas Legends, like if it's a G League team that's from Iowa, like they will, you know, go support. So that's funny that of all the examples that you pulled out of that list, that's my household. We're Red Raiders, and we'll go to the Iowa games.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. So you have to find that blend, though, is what you were saying with the local feeders. Cause you're, when you say that local alumni base, that's the A&M, UT, Baylor, Tech, Sam Houston State. I mean, I'm sure there's others that I.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's wild. You know, even schools that you wouldn't think of, like a Mississippi State, they've got a pretty large alumni base that's here. Wichita State, you know, Wichita is 6 hours from here. If you look on a map, I mean, yeah, you got Oklahoma City a little bit further down. You know, you got Kansas City a little bit further up. But a major hub, you know, really the only thing between Chicago and here is Wichita. So a lot of folks are coming down to Dallas. So they have a large alumni base here. So we're excited about that and just trying to find that good blend, right, of the two.
Now let's take a quick break for a word from our sponsor. For one-on-one tutoring for every student, all ages and all subjects, call Tutor Doctor. They even make house calls. They provide in-home or online learning for all types and all goals. And don't forget Tutor Doctor for SAT and ACT test prep. So call for your free consultation today, 972-703-9344 or go to tutordoctor.com/frisco. Tutor Doctor, how learning hits home. And let's get back to the show. Here's more with our guest, Ryan Holloway of Peak Sports Management.
Tournament. So just to kind of reset, since I didn't say this off the top, but the Frisco Classic is an early season NCAA D1 college baseball tournament with four premier teams, two games over the three-day period. So these are doubleheader format. Has it always been that way since year one?
It has. So the only exception was last year, COVID year. These teams were struggling to get, not to get in the nitty gritty, but they're just struggling to get some midweek games scheduled. So
yeah,
we played that one Thursday through Sunday so these teams could get an extra game in. But yeah, so all the games are predetermined. So it's a round robin style. So the fans, what they like about it is if they're a Washington State fan, they're like, wow, the Cougars are here. They know exactly what time they're playing every single day.
Yeah.
So it lacks that tournament feel of winner plays winner, but it's lined out that way. So every day you got two games, and then over the course of the weekend, everybody's going to play each other. So there's six total games, but each team will only play three. And it's been a great format. It's modeled after the schedule. And this is something that our fans are typically not in tune with, and they wouldn't really be this way, but our tournament guide that we share with them, it's virtually taken directly from the NCAA tournament guide. And what is that? It's down to how are you arriving to the stadium? What locker rooms do you have pregame? What dugouts are you in? What is your practice schedule like? Who gets to take infield first? And so these teams, when they come here, you know, if Texas A&M has success throughout the season and they go to an NCAA regional, that is going to be the same format that they're going to follow. And so we want to get these guys ready for NCAA regionals, which is what they're shooting for.
How long are they usually in town? I'm always fascinated, like with all the Frisco, you know, we just went through the winter season of the FCS championship games and things like that. So I'm always fascinated with how long they're in town before their games. How many days, a couple days that these teams come in and hang out in Frisco and get to experience what we have?
Absolutely. So everybody's coming in on Thursday and then they depart on Sunday. So Thursday kind of depends on where they're coming from, and that's where we assign their practice schedules. Also depends if they're playing an early game on Friday. We want to make sure they don't have the late practice game late practice time on Thursday.
Right.
And so then on Sunday, whenever their games are over, they're getting out. But when we set our schedule, a lot of that is dictated by the it can be dictated by the Sunday travel schedule. You know, teams like Washington State and Iowa, they're going to have to get on planes, right? And so we can't have them play in the late game. And it's like, oh, geez, we're going to miss our flight or whatever. So they're playing the early games. And then we reverse engineer it from there. And, you know, we want to have key marquee matchups on Friday and Saturday night to accommodate the fans. But, yeah, so they're coming in Thursday and then staying through Sunday. And we've set a lot of really cool things up for them to go out to different places to experience Frisco. I mean, geez, Sports City USA, it's a really good place to be.
It is.
So the coaches really like it here because tons of direct flights either into Love Field or DFW, very easy to get to, playing in a beautiful ballpark. It's a really good place for them to recruit. So a lot of times what you'll see is, you know, a team could have a practice time on Thursday from, you know, 2 to 3:30. That evening, the coaches could go off and go recruit the area. That's a big part of it as well.
I never thought about that. Yeah, that makes sense. One of the hashtags you guys use when you market and talk about your tournament is Best Outside of Omaha, which I love that because it's one of our, you know, our family would love to be able to go to Omaha and watch these tournaments. And I always have a thing like I want to go to spring training and all these different things, but it doesn't happen in reality. You have little kids and it's hard to get away and all that. And so I love that we have high quality baseball tournaments we can watch here in Frisco. But, you know, talk to me about where that came from. And if that is, you know, one of your goals of the tournament is giving the fans and also the players and teams that like experience of being in the big tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of, we didn't take this idea, but somebody's asked me before and I saw a Buc-ee's billboard and I said, this is why. So when you see the Buc-ee's billboard, it says they got clean bathrooms, right? And you go to Buc-ee's, they got clean bathrooms.
Yes.
Whoever decided to do that, they said, we are going to put this out. And because we put it out, we have to live to it. And so for us, we wanted the game experience for the fans and those student athletes, coaches, everything to be the best outside of Omaha. And so we just put that out into the world and said, all right, let's embrace it. So what is that? So it's really good baseball to watch. It's good in-game atmosphere. What I mean by that, it's just a really good regional type of a feel where you're going to have fan bases wearing different colors, right? Rough Riders do an excellent job. There's definitely Rough Rider fans, but they don't care if they're playing the Midland Rockhounds. But in this case, there's going to be fans from Iowa that are going to be having some fun smack talk with people from Texas A&M there, and they're going to be wearing their colors, which is cool.
Sure.
From the players' perspective, they're playing on an awesome field, like just an absolutely beautiful field. Diamond Dave with the Rough Riders does an excellent job.
It is. You couldn't have found a better ballpark. Right?
No,
it is a great experience here.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then we treat it like a bowl game in the sense that all the players and coaches, they get player gifts, and it's a really cool experience. So they leave and they're like, wow, this is awesome. You know, and then you fast forward and ideally in early June, they're playing an NCAA regional and they're ready. You know, they understand, hey, we've arrived at a park just like this, and we're going to be playing in front of an atmosphere like we played back in Frisco. And so they're ready. So that is to us the best outside of Omaha.
And you expanded from Frisco Classic to Round Rock Classic. I mentioned that earlier. That's a couple years old. Is that right?
This will be our third season. So we've done it twice.
Okay. Probably a rough couple years that you had to start with what the world has been dealing with the last few Marches. But is that also in March? I know I'm going to talk about the Frisco Classic dates in a minute, but is Round Rock at the same time?
So it's 1 week before. It's actually the last week of February. We were blessed our first year down there that, we got both tournaments in, and then the world shut down like a week later. Extremely blessed by both of those.
Yes.
Given that we were 11 and a half months after the pandemic started, and so we understood things a lot better. The NCAA that we have to work pretty closely with, at least on the rules, like in the conferences that these folks are from, of understanding the standards that we needed to follow for the pandemic. And so we were able to work through a lot of those things. So we were very fortunate that that we were still able to raise money and actually cover all of our expenses last year, given the pandemic.
That is good timing because I mean, on the flip side, there's, you know, like March Madness tournament that was right after, and even some of our local basketball here that was stopped, like literally, you know, as players are on courts and stuff. Yep. So I'm glad you guys didn't have to deal with those issues in logistics. One other hashtag I want to ask you about, because I've seen this a couple times around you, is hashtag keep climbing. What is that?
Absolutely. So, or keep climbing. So our other side, so these classics, Frisco and Round Rock, they reside under Peak Events. That's our company that oversees events. Our other side of the house is Peak Sports. And so we manage sponsorship rights for a bunch of different institutions across the country. So keep climbing. That's been our hashtag from day one for that, is that we just understand that we just got to keep climbing. We got to keep after, you know, Peak, the mountains, all that type of a thing.
It's a corporate mantra.
It's a corporate mantra, right?
I didn't put two and two together. Got it.
Exactly. So the idea is that it doesn't matter. You just got to keep at it, right? You got to wake up every single day and do it. And you got to
keep climbing. You got to
defeat yourself. You got to defeat the mountain, whatever it is. So keep after it.
I love it. That's great. I think I saw it on your LinkedIn or email signature or maybe both. And so I thought, what is that about? And just wanted to check. So it makes perfect sense. It's perfect, right on brand. I just didn't put two and two together. Absolutely. All right. So Frisco Classic is coming up March 4th, 5th, and 6th. And that is at Riders Field. We mentioned Rough Riders here in Frisco. Riders Field used to be Dr. Pepper Ballpark. It is the beautiful field that you see at the tollway in 121 when you get into Frisco by IKEA. So head to friscoclassic.com to find your tickets. And like we said, double headers, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So once you get in, you can see both games with one ticket price, right, Ryan? I don't want to miss.
Yeah, for as low as $10, you can get in.
Yeah, I love it. That's another thing. I mean, we take our college friends and our current baseball team friends, and it's just a really fun time, and you get to see a lot of baseball and make a day of it, make a weekend of it if you want. And it's great for kids, and it's a family friendly environment, and you know, it's a good weekend. So everybody head to friscoclassic.com, check out your tickets. And yeah, so Ryan, thanks. I haven't had this long of a chat with you before, so I'm excited to meet you and have this conversation. You're welcome back anytime.
Well, I appreciate it. And this has been fun, and looking forward to great weather, great baseball, and everybody having fun out there.
Likewise. I will be there. I will be there for all six games for sure. I look forward to it.
Awesome.
And yeah. And thank you for joining us. However you're listening to this episode of Hustle and Pro or watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe so you'll get notifications on the next episode. We'll see you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.